It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I love me some classic Cold War kitsch. I grew up just as that stuff was phased out, and the 90s was phased in which capitalism and consumerism took a victory lap. Every now and then, until about the late 90s, you could still find elements of Cold War aesthetic and kitsch, usually in old government buildings or dusty civic books, long forgotten on reference shelves. My favorite film is Dr. Strangelove. My favorite video game series is Fallout. First-gen Cold War kitsch, second-gen being Reagan-era hyper-masculine and with a much bleaker outlook, had a sophisticated silliness to it, all while dancing on the edge of destruction. A comically frightened attempt to deal with seemingly impending doom. 1959 was the height of the Cold War. Castro took Cuba, the Soviets and Americans were finding their strides in the space race, and Nikita Khrushchev was taking a guided tour of America by the US State Department, while throwing a fit because he wasn't allowed to go to Disneyland. It also saw the American film debut of Peter Sellers in The Mouse That Roared. Originally a six-part short story, published in the Saturday Evening Post in 1954 as the day New York was invaded, and then in paperback the year after, under its more wider-known title, The Mouse That Roared, written by Leonard Wibberly. It was the cheeky tale of the tiny duchy of Grand Fenwick, a pre-industrial, Elizabethan-era, alpine English-speaking nation roughly the size of a Walmart parking lot. With one single, solitary export, a wine called Pinot Grand Fenwick. When a cheap American knockoff threatens their national economy, the Fenwickians come up with a clever, albeit pre-Vietnam War-era solution. During the Cold War, as part of their foreign policy aims to curtail communist expansion, and following the successful Berlin airlift and rebuilding of Western Germany after the total destruction of the Nazi state, including military, businesses, resources, and social systems, America was funneling billions of dollars into the economies and infrastructures of nations they occupied or had geopolitical interests in, to turn them into frontline models of the First World in their ongoing conflict with the Soviet Union. The Fenwickians, led by their adored Duchess Gloriana XII, surmised that if they could lose a war to America, they would become fabulously wealthy overnight. But while it seems losing the war would be rather simple for the Fenwickians, getting into a war with America at the height of the Cold War was much more complicated. With no weapons programs, natural resources aside from wine, or ties to communism, Grand Fenwick was unlikely to be involved in any conflicts, so they are left with only one option: declare war on the United States of America. Unfortunately, due to the obscurity of the duchy, their official declaration was misfiled by the US State Department and ignored, leading Grand Fenwick to dispatch a small peasant army, armed with bows, to purchase fare to New York and stir up a bit of trouble. The world teeters on the edge of oblivion as the brilliant Dr. Cockings has finally built the Quadium Bomb, a superhydrogen device that could blow a chunk clean off the planet, leading the US government to run a citywide bomb raid drill in New York. Terrified that the bomb may go off at any moment, the doctor works through the drill in a secret army laboratory. This coincides with the arrival of the Fenwick forces, who find the city deserted and free to sack. They capture the brilliant doctor and his bomb, steal some loot, and hightail it back across the Atlantic, having successfully raided a global superpower. It is only with the sudden vanishing of their new weapon and brilliant scientist does America discover they were at war with a European nation for the last 2 months. This, however, backfires for the duchy, as Grand Fenwick now finds itself the top global nuclear power, able to destroy the planet in a single strike, and are forced to declare victory, robbing them of their lucrative rebuilding money. It all works out in the end, though, as America, Britain, and Russia shower them in cash to keep them from killing us all and... Wait, hold on a second. See that guy there? That is William Hartnell, the very first actor to portray the Doctor, in one of his less admittedly inspiring on-screen roles. Enjoyably comedic, but not all that memorable, and certainly no rival for his not yet a Time Lord because that didn't exist yet grumpy old man. Hartnell usually played grim, hard-nosed men of authority, but here channels a bit of a softer side. Fans of Doctor Who will of course know his incarnation was gruffer of the dozen plus, but it's lovely to see him outside the role that he will be most remembered for, here just collecting a paycheck like everyone else. Bless you, you magnificent bastard. The book ends with the Duchess marrying the leader of the raid and the only full-time member of the military, now Field Marshal Tully Bascom, who is her cousin. While Grand Fenwick leads an international group of 20 of the smallest nations to morally oppose, backed by the biggest stick, any nuclear expansion or conflict involving the Big Two. Meanwhile, Dr. Cockings secretly discovers that the bomb is a dud when he drops it, but keeps this information to himself. The 1959 movie starring Peter Sellers doesn't stray too far from the book, aside from the addition of some from-the-era cinematic tropes, like the Doctor's assistant-slash-beautiful daughter Helen, who Tully falls in love with, a self-important but blundering general who becomes a POW of his own actions, and four hapless NYPD officers who get a nice vacation in Europe. For a post-McCarthy-era light political comedy, it's pretty inoffensive fare, with what a modern audience would consider pacing and editing issues, though some jokes still land in that timeless cartoon humor sort of way. So, while most Drake characters of this time were over-the-top and offensive, Sellers' Gloriana is regal, if out of touch with the outside world. Based on the late in her years Queen Victoria, Sellers' Gloriana, an old-timey nickname for Bonnie Queen Bess, Elizabeth I, differed from the book's youthful ingenue, based on the then fresh-faced Liz Part II. Gloriana is a much-beloved despot, considered the beauty of her nation, and a keen visual comment to something jokingly hinted at in the book. Which really is a good excuse to end a conversation in pretty much any context. Thank you for watching!
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.